at stirring, which is makariv the bishul. It makes it accelerates the bishul process, makes the bishul happen faster, is a chiyuv because of bishul as well. So that, we understand, is clear when the items are not cooked. If the item isn't cooked, then if you stir it up, it's going to cook faster, so you've done something. Then we had a little bit of an extension in terms of discussion, is spooning already considered to be hagasa or not? And seemed to try to be machmir for that. And then we had, though, the opinion of the Kolbo. And the Kolbo had said two chidushim. Chidush number one is that hagasa is going to be chayiv even if the food is fully cooked. And chidush number two is that that only applies while it's on the fire. So why are those chidushim? Chidush number one is a chidush because I can't be chayiv for bishul anymore. Now I'm going to be chayiv for being mikari of the bishul. What exactly does that mean? And once chedesh number two is that, and once you're willing to say it, so why are you being mechalik between on the fire and off the fire? If we know that usually a chirisho, even when it's off of the fire, has the capability of being mevashal. Okay, so we explained. We went with Rav Moshe's approach. He said also a svara from the Rav that there's something either what we call the gebrachs deraisa type of svara, that there's some parts that are still not cooked. And you can leave them in there for, you know, more hours, and it's still not going to cook. Whatever the reason is, but you stir it around. Oh, those parts are going to cook. And the Rav had some other about it being the tzarkei bishul, so it's a normal bishul process. This is part of the process, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Now, what was surprising was again the Rama was unclear. The Rama said at the end of Sif Yud Ches that we are completely machmer. We didn't really give us any details. The way the Mishnah Brura describes the process of what you should do with your chiln seems surprising, because he seems to be concerned even with stirring off of the fire when the food is fully cooked. And that is, and therefore he says, that the best way to get your chiln out of the pot is to pour it into the bowls. Pour it into the bowls. And that avoids all the problems. What we pointed out at the end was, but even the kolbo, who seems to be the most machmir, does not have a problem with stirring off of the fire. So if you take your cholin pot out of the, off of the crock pot, off of the base, whatever it is, and you put it onto your counter, the kolbo doesn't have a problem anymore with it. So why does the Mishnah have a problem? The Mishnah says, oh, but don't worry about it. If you're going to, what was his lashon at the end?
Where are we?
It says, Kuf Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Brura, in Shin Yud Ches. Right? What should you do? El Yafu Chakadir La Ka'ara Velo Yotzi B'Kaf. You should pour, turn over the Ka'ara. And I guess it's easier to pour it into one big serving bowl than to try to pour it into individual bowls. And that's how you should do it. You shouldn't even take it out with a spoon. But don't be so nervous about that. The minhag is not to be machmir. The main halacha is the mevusha gotzor gafilu hagis mutter. Somebody wants to be machmir, should be machmir on hagasa, on actually stirring off of the fire. But to go so far as to be machmir, even for taking it out with a spoon, that far you don't have to go. So where does that come from? So it seems clear that there's another opinion out there. Because otherwise, where is this coming from? So the MS is that there's another opinion out there. If you look, again, I don't know who put these things in. I don't know, somebody's like maybe in Revel or something like that can figure this out and do like a doctoral. When you have the parentheses in the Ramah, which gives them Maramakum for where they're, I assume the Ramah did not put those in. I assume the Ramah did not put those in. I have no idea who did.
It should be in the front.
It should say in the front? Okay, so someone has to look later. I don't want to get bogged down. But it says, at the end of that Ramah, it says, Piske Marivayel, or it says, Memhe Reshud Vav. Piske Marivayel. Interesting. He doesn't quote from the Kolbo. The Darke Moshe, on this sip, on this simon, in the tour, right? Darke Moshe was written by the Ramah, the extended version of the Ramah, but it's only printed in our versions on the tour. Quotes there in Maharivayel, it's an early or late Rishon, I believe. I think late Rishon, who says that does take the kobo one step further. So does take the kobo a step further. And again, I don't know what you're saying, and why not go up? I mean, if you buy the fundamental spur of the kobo, why stop there? If you're going to say that there's going to be a problem of stirring it up even after it's fully cooked, so why shouldn't there be a problem even afterwards? And he does bring that. She's done that, perhaps, and once he says, v'nagul hachmer, whoever was putting those in, and again, Mishnah Berurah seems to understand it that way also, and that's where the Mishnah Berurah is coming off of. And then when the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, but you don't have to go so far, so he's saying you don't have to put the Rambam on top of it, though. You don't have to go with the... You don't have to go with the spoon on top of that. I did not speak to this time around, but I remember in the past speaking with Rabbi Ulrich about it. He did not think there was a reason to be machmir beyond the kolbo, and that once it was off, he didn't think there was a reason not to stir it anymore. I think there are even those. I think maybe Reb Simcha Benam Kohn in the Shabbos Kitchen book quotes that Reb Moshe thought that when it says here "varote lahachmir yachmir b'hagasa." It wasn't like that it's one of these chumras that's good to do. It was more like, if you're machmir, don't think like it's mishum yuhara. I mean, I don't think it's like it's without any reason. But even in Reb Moshe, it was did not necessarily suggest being machmir. So I don't think that far we have to be machmir. But that seems to be the solution. That there has to be another shita. Even though, consistently, if you look at most of these summary books, they quote it as the kolbo. And they say not to, they quote the Mishnah Berurah also. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be an extension of the kolbo, which is based on the Maharivayal. Okay, that finishes off what we did yesterday. So now we need to move on to Bishul. So again, we've discussed solids, what constitutes Bishul, and Ein Bishul, Achar Bishul, and again, this is going to still be important for today, we sort of have this overarching theme which connects everything we've done, is that the Malach of Bishul has to be about change occurring through the heat. And that's why, by solids, ein bishul achar bishul, because nothing has changed. So the question is, what happens with liquids? What happens with liquids? So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on daf mem, beis tanur rabbanon, mischamim adam keneged amadur, v'yosem mishate b'tzon, v'vashlo yishate b'tzon, mischamim keneged madur, okay? The person can heat up next to the fire, going in and out, you have to be a little bit careful. Fine, we'll leave that for the moment. What are you talking about? Oil? Liquid. Mayim, water. Liquid. Yad soledes bo usr. Ein yad soledes bo mutter. If the liquid, water or the oil, will reach the temperature of yad soledes bo, that is going to be usr. Literally, yad soledes bo, the hand recoils, then it's going to be usr. If it is not yad soledes bo, it's going to be mutter. V'hechi dami yad soledes bo. So what is yad soledes bo? So Gemara gives a very simple answer. Amar rechava kol shekreso shatinok nechves. Kol shatinok shekreso shatinok kreso shatinok nechves. That it will burn the belly of a baby. Okay, so how do we figure that out? Stumble, we don't ask for volunteers. So how do we figure it? So how do we figure that out? So it's a major machlokas saposkim, and they try to figure it out based on other sugyos as well. And what comes out, let me just clarify one point first. The chiyuv that we're talking about here is a chiyuv of bishul. So what we have now seen, before we define what temperature it is that bishul by liquids is different than solids. Right? Bishul by a solid, we said, is defined by how edible it is, how complete it is. So Michael ben Jusoy, when already it's become at least minimally edible, that is the chiyah because of bishul. We're not talking about what temperature it's at. When it comes to a liquid, it is the magnitude of the heat. It's not how long it has been heated for. It's not what change has occurred because of the heat. It is the change in temperature of the liquid is the definition of the bishul when it comes to liquids. Why and what that means, that's most of what we talk about today. But that's what emerges from this Gemara, is that bishul by liquids is different. It's about reaching a certain temperature. up. Now, what is that temperature? So we know that the answer is Yatzaletisbo. What is Yatzaletisbo? So that is a major machlokas amongst the poskim. Basically, there's a large range. On the as low as about 110 degrees, and as high as about 160 degrees. The big difference between, I mean, besides the math, it's 50 degrees, but even in terms of how it feels, there's a tremendous difference between those. 110 degrees, just to give you some sort of context, if you like to take a very, very hot shower, it is less than 110 degrees. Can I guarantee it? 160 degrees will be closer to if you'd like to have a really, really like hot cup of tea. That's going to be the other way. That's going to be the, you know, where you can barely sip it. That will be something much closer to 160 degrees. How could you have such a big discrepancy in terms of figuring this out?
Sounds like it would burn me.
160 degrees would. No. It depends on the person, but yeah, it could. Certainly could. There are people definitely whose mouths can handle it. How can it be such a big discrepancy? Rabbi Willig once suggested, again, he has rayas for it and explain certain machlokas he's shown based on it, which we're not going to do right now. He wanted us to suggest that it basically depends on a perspective. Again, not a perspective in defining that moment of where, within the baby, it probably depends on what degree of burn we're talking about. But how do you have such a, in terms of defining in general, we're trying to define when the hand recoils. The maramakum that we give when the hand recoils is the baby, but what we're trying to define is when the hand recoils from the heat. So he suggested that maybe it's based on a difference between when you're expecting something to be hot versus when you are not expecting something to be hot. Meaning, if you're picking up something, you're not expecting it to be hot, and you touch it, even at a lower temperature of heat, you're going to recoil. But if you know that I really got to get this thing out of the oven, I don't have oven mitts right now, I'm just going to go and grab it, put it down as fast as I can, maybe burn myself, maybe not, but I'm going to, you know, quickly. I don't like my bubby used to take hot potatoes out of the oven with her bare hands. It didn't affect her anymore. So he suggests that maybe that's part of the difference. I mean, that's how you at least, again, it doesn't explain it fully, but at least it explains a little bit how you could, in theory, even have such a large range of a machlokas, which is sort of based on metzias of Yad Soledisbo. So that was he suggested, is that maybe it depends on that.
So in old times, people had calluses all over their hands working all day.
So that might be part of it, too. Maybe that's part of it, also.
Now they feel something. 160 degrees,
it's nothing. Okay. In terms of what we need lemaisa, so we have this range. So we basically assume that we are concerned lechumra in either direction of 110 to 160, which means like this: we will be machmir that we will not heat anything up to the point of 110 degrees because maybe that is yatzoletisbo. Me'idach gisa, if there is a context in which we need to make sure that something is Yad Soledisbo. Let's just say I have a kettle or something like that, which is on the blech, and I want to be able to move it around to make it hotter. If it has not yet reached the temperature of 160, we will be machmir that maybe it was not Yad Soledisbo, and therefore you can't put it onto a hotter spot, because maybe that will push it up to Yad Soledisbo, which would be the bishop. So we assume, again, basically like this whole range, luchumra. Okay. We need to figure out is two things. The first thing we need to figure out is why do liquids have a different shear of bishel than solids do? By solids was Michael Ben Jussai. That we understood had to do with this edibility, when it becomes edible. Why do liquids have a different shear, and what are the ramifications of it? So we'll answer the questions backwards. We'll start from the second one in terms of understanding the ramifications of it, and maybe that will help us understand why in fact it's true. So Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Daled says like this: Amar Rava. Rava says, Mipnei ma'amru ein tomnen bedavar she'eno mosif hevel mishecha shecha, gezeira shema yartiach. Okay, we're going to talk about the details of Hatman. Hatman is insulating. So that's one of the categories of the Derabbanans that we're going to talk about, sometime next week or the week after, I guess, but soon. That's one of the things that we are concerned about. So the halacha is that you are not allowed to fully insulate something, even with something that just preserves the heat, even if it doesn't add heat, on Shabbos. Before Shabbos you're allowed to, on Shabbos you're not allowed to. That detail is not important for right now because we'll explain that in great detail later. Why are you not allowed to do it? Why am I not allowed on Shabbos to do this insulation? Gezeira shema yartiach. It's a gezeira, so it's a derabbanan, that maybe you will come to boil it. What does that mean? Rashi says, gezeira shema yimtza kdei rosa shenitztanana kishayirtza lahatmina. Why am I insulating something? I'm insulating something because obviously I want it to be hot. So now I go and I have my kettle. And I want to insulate my kettle to make sure that the heat stays in because I'm having guests later. It's going to be embarrassing if I don't have hot water to serve them tea on Shabbos. Now I come to insulate. No, not doing anything wrong on a d'oraisa level. But I see that my pot, my urn, already is cooled off. So we're afraid that if you're so concerned, you're in the process of insulating, you may come to heat it up, you may come to be mevashel it in order to get that heat that you want. And then what comes out? V'nimtza mevashel v'shabbos. Comes out that you're cooked on Shabbos. Now think about the situation. If I am coming to insulate it, then my assumption is that it was hot. That was the given. Otherwise, it wouldn't say that you're coming to insulate it. It would say you're coming to cook it. We're afraid that when you're coming to insulate it, and then suddenly you freeze, you get nervous. Oh no, something happened. I need it to be hot. That you're going to do something to heat it up. But what does that mean? That l'chora we're talking about, and Rashi even said it himself, that it cooled off. So it already was hot. So if it was hot and it cools down and then I heat it back up, says the Beis Yosef, what's the problem? I don't understand. Says the Beis Yosef, Ulamai depreciates the lo shayach vishal betapshel shenis bashel lo tikshel demi break 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 break. So Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. Don't we have a rule? Ein bishul, achar bishul. We have a rule, that's what we've been talking about for days. Ein bishul, achar bishul. Once something has been cooked already, that was the Mishnah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Hei that we saw earlier, that kol sheba b'cham in me'erev Shabbos, if you already cooked it before Shabbos, shown us b'cham in b'Shabbos. You can eat up on Shabbos. So says the Beis Yosef, okay, so let's say it cools down.